大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace of God be with you.
啊，感谢主耶稣，在这个神所赐福的圣安息日，啊，我们能够一起来到这里，一起来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God on this blessed Sabbath day, we could gather here to worship Him.
啊，因为啊，神知道我们的人生充满了劳苦跟重担啊。
And because God knows that our life is filled with toil and labor.
啊，神知道我们面对啊许多挑战以及许多的压力。
And God knows that we face many challenges along with many pressures.
啊，所以啊，神为我们设立了这个圣安息日。
And for those reasons, God created Sabbath for us.
啊，就是希望我们能够借由这一天，使我们的身心灵都能够享受安息。
And hopefully on Sabbath, the day of rest, we can receive rest for our souls, for our spirit, and for our hearts. And
啊，所以我们都知道说啊，这个安息日是让我们来享安息的日子哦。
So we know that the Sabbath is a day of rest for all of us.
但是有时候我们发觉啊，怎么这个安息日啊，越过越累啊，哈。
And sometimes we might feel that why do we feel so tired on Sabbath?
哦，安息日好像越来越忙。
And the more often we come to Sabbath, the more busy we become.
啊，有时候啊，一天的安息日下来啊，却没有得到安息哦。
And after a whole day of Sabbath, we don't feel rested at all.
啊，所以我们有时候觉得啊，这个安息到底是什么意思啊？
So it makes us wonder what does it mean to have rest?
啊，什么意思？我们到底要怎么样才能够真正得到这个神所应许的安息呢？
So how can we achieve this rest on Sabbath?
啊，我们来看一段经节哈。
Let's turn to this Bible verse.
我们看马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
第二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 25.
马太福音的十一章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 25。
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”二十六节。
Verse 26。
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。二十七节。
Verse 27。
一切所有的都是我父交于我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。二十八节。
Verse 28。
二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。二十九，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。好，那这里呢？啊，这是主耶稣所做的一个祷告啊。
You know, we're here.Christ made a prayer.
啊，在这边啊，主耶稣啊，向天地的父祷告哦。
And we hear Christ pray to the heavenly Father.
他祷告说，希望啊，这些他的门徒啊，能够在主里得享安息啊。
And he prayed that his disciples could receive rest on Sabbath.
啊，同时啊，在这个祷告当中啊，他也告诉我们，一个人要怎么样才能够真正的在属灵里面享受安息。
And also, this prayer reveals how do you receive spiritual rest.
那在这里一开始他说啊，父啊，你将这些事向聪明通达的人隐藏起来哦。
The beginning in verse 25, it says, "Thou hast hidden these things from the wise and understanding."
那只有把这些事情向婴孩来显现出来。
He only revealed them to the babies.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，一个人怎么样真正能够得到安息？
So we hear it revealed to us how do we receive eternal receive rest.
啊，你必须要先认识到这个安息是什么。
So we need to first understand what is rest.
你必须想要这个安息。
First, you need to have the desire to be rested.
哦，所以在这里说啊，这样的观念呐，对那些聪明通达的人，他是不明白的。
And this concept is hidden from the wise and understanding.
啊，为什么会这个样子呢？
And why is this so?
因为啊，一个聪明通达的人呐，常常觉得自己很厉害啊。
And the reason for this is because the wise thinks that they're very gifted.
常常觉得自己很聪明。
And they think that they're very smart.
所以啊，他觉得，哎呀，这个安息是我不需要的东西。
And for this reason, the wise thinks to himself that I don't need to have rest.
那什么叫做聪明的人？
So what does it mean to be a wise person?
他觉得啊，他比别人都厉害啊。
To a wise person thinks that they're better than everyone else.
他会告诉你说，哎呀，你守安息真是浪费时间啊。
And they will tell you that it's a waste of time to keep the Sabbath.
啊，你信耶稣啊，真是无聊啊。
And that it's a waste of time for you to believe in Christ.
啊，这个赚时间拿来赚钱不是很好吗？
And that if you use this time to make money, isn't that great?
我可以赚更多的钱啊。
And you can make a lot of money.
你可以买更多的东西啊。
And you can buy more stuff.
这个才是聪明的人吧。
And this is wisdom.
啊，所以当一个人觉得自己很聪明。
And when a person thinks that he or she is wise.
啊，他就看不到这个属灵真正的价值。
They're unable to see the spiritual values.
啊，所以我们在信仰的这条路上啊。
So in a spiritual journey.
不要觉得自己非常的聪明啊。
Please do not think that you are very wise.
我们来看一下哥林多前书哦。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书的第一章第十八节
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18、
啊、十八节说因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人是愚拙的在我们得救的人却是神的大能十九节
verse 19、
啊、就如经上所记、啊、我要灭绝智慧人的智慧废弃聪明人的聪明二十节
verse 20
智慧人在哪里呢文士在哪里呢世上的辨识在哪里呢神岂不是教设世上的智慧变成愚拙吗二十一节
verse 21
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神神就乐意用人以为愚拙的道理来拯救那些信的人这就是神的智慧的、哦啊、这里保罗告诉我们、啊、
And over here Paul tells us
他说、啊、当人自己觉得自己很有智慧的时候、啊、
And Paul tells us when a man thinks that he or she is wise
他会觉得、啊、哎呀信耶稣、啊、是很愚蠢的事情、啊、
And they'll believe that believing in Christ is very foolish
去聚会是很浪费时间的事情、啊、
That coming to service is a waste of time、
啊、祷告是一种非常奇怪的事情啊
And prayer is something that's very strange.
我们可能每个人都有遇到这样的事情啊。
And some of us may all experience this phenomenon.
在我们的生活当中啊。
That in our daily lives.
有很多不信耶稣的人。
There's a lot of people who do not believe in Christ.
可能会批评你的信仰啊。
And they might criticize your faith.
嘲笑你的信仰啊。
And they may mock your faith.
为什么？因为他们觉得他们比你聪明啊。
And the reason for this is because they think that they are wiser than you Christians.
但是在这里说啊，当一个人啊想要用自己的智慧啊，他是不认。是神的。
In these verses, it teaches that if you use your own wisdom to understand God, then you won't.
而且神会用人以为啊很愚蠢的方式啊来拯救人啊。
And that God will use what is foolish to man to save them.
这里说这就是神的智慧了啊。
And this is the wisdom of God.
哦，所以今天一个人来到神面前啊。
So for a person to come before God.
你不能觉得自己很聪明、很厉害、很了不起啊。
That you shouldn't think of yourself as someone who's very wise.
哦，曾经有一个大学的教授来到。教会啊
，There was this once a professor from college came.
哦，这个大学的教授啊，第一次来到我们教会啊。
The first time this professor came to our church.
啊，他聚会啊，说啊你们这个道理讲的还不错哦。
In his initial impression of our service is that our sermons are not so bad.
啊，你们教会的人都不错哦。
And that the people in your church are very good.
啊，但是啊，你们的祷告实在太难看啊。
But he also said that boy, your prayer is very strange.
啊，他说啊，我是一个有身份、有地位的人呢。
And this professor said that I'm someone with a great social status.
哦，那个我在社会上是，我们是上流人士哎。
And in this world, I'm someone that's very reputable.
那怎么可以跟你们这样跪在那里摇来摇去啊？这样不好看啊。
And for this reason, I cannot kneel down and shake myself like you guys.
哦，所以啊，他虽然有来教会啊，但是啊，都没有体验啊。
And for this reason, because he, even though he comes to service, he never experienced anything.
道理很好啊，讲得不错，都有符合圣经啊。
Even though the sermons are great and it's according to the Bible.
但是他从来不跪下来祷告哦。
He never knelt down and prayed.
因为他觉得这个是有损他的身份的事情啊。
And because he thinks that prayer is something that will hurt his social status.
但是因为自己觉得自己很上流人嘛，很有智慧的人啊。
And because he thinks very highly of himself.
到有一天啊。
And until one day.
慕道很久了。
And after he was a truth seeker for a long period.
后来有人说，哎呀，你来慕道这么久都没有得圣灵啊。
And someone told him that you've been a truth seeker for so long, but you never received the Holy Spirit.
啊，要不然你试试看好了哦，你试试看啦。
Why don't you give it a try?
后来啊，这个上流人士就说，好了好了，那我就试一次哦，试一次哦。
And after this comment, this professor thinks, oh, let me try to pray once.
慕道很久，第一次跪下来祷告啊。
And after being a truth seeker for so long, he finally decided to pray.
啊，第一次跪下来祷告就得圣灵啊。
And the first time he prayed, he received the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是啊，他得圣灵跟我们也不太一样哦。
But the way he received the Holy Spirit is very different from us.
他得了圣灵以后啊，哇，整个人这样子往前、往后、往左、往右这样子摇来摇去啊。
And after he received the Holy Spirit, he was shaking very violently back and forth.
哇，他本来那个头发都是梳的这样油亮油亮的哈、哦。嗯。
And before this professor would comb his hair till it's very bright.
结果这样子弄到最后，哇，这个头发乱七八糟啊。
And after the prayer, his hair was very messed up.
啊，眼泪鼻涕满脸啊。
The tears and mucus was all over his face.
啊，结果祷告以后哦。
And after the prayer.
人家跟他讲不好看哦，不好看哦。
And then the other.Some people told me that you don't look so nice.
他说、啊、有神，真的有神。
And he responded said that, oh, there is God. God really exists.
当一个人觉得自己很聪明的时候、哦、
So when someone thinks very highly of himself.
那有时候这种人是看不见神的。
This type of people will never see God.
他说这就是神的智慧啊。
And this is the wisdom of God.
用一个你觉得不好看的方式来拯救人。
And to use a very, very strange method to save men.
用一个没有什么很特别的教会来拯救世界。
And to use a very simple church to save the world.
所以当你想要看外面的富丽堂皇。
So if you want to see the glory of this world.
当你要想看里面的人上流高级。
And if you want to see the people in the chapel that's very reputable.
有时候你找不到神啊，真的找不到神啊。
Sometimes you might not be able to find God this way.
哦，所以啊，当第一在使徒行传里面啊。
So in the book of Acts,、
啊、当圣灵第一次降临的时候
，the first time when the Holy Spirit descended,
圣经说有两种不同的人啊
，that there's two different type of people.
啊，第一种人叫做虔诚人啊
，and the first type of people are the fervent.
他说啊，虔诚人就因为这样认识了神啊
，and those who are fervent recognize God in this way.
他说还有另外一种叫做好讥诮、喜欢嘲笑别人的人啊
，and the second type of people are those who likes to mock, make fun of others.
他说、啊。他就觉得哎呀这个没有什么、啊、他就没有得到恩典啊
And because they don't think anything about the Holy Spirit for this reason they did not receive any grace
所以我们今天在信仰当中希望能够得到神的恩典
So today in our faith we want to experience God's grace
我们来到神的教会希望能够享受这个属灵生命的安息
And when we come to church we want to receive this spiritual rest
第一个就是不要自以为有智慧、哦、
And the first thing is that we shouldn't think that we are very wise
我们来看一下哥林多前书第三章啊
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书的第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书的第三章第十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
十八节。人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。十九节
，verse 19，
因为这世界的智慧，在神看来是愚拙的。如经上记着说，主教有智慧的人，中了自己的诡计。二十节
，verse 20，
又说，主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。哦，所以在这里呀、啊，啊，保罗继续告诉我们呢、啊。
So we hear Paul continues to teach us.
他说我们如果自己以为自己很有智慧啊
If we think that we are very wise.
哦，那我们就要什么？要变作愚拙啊，才能够认识神的智慧啊
That we need to become a fool in order to become wise.
所以啊，一个人啊，要变成愚拙，就是变成我都不懂，我都不会啊
And to become a fool is to admit that you don't know anything.
啊，在神的眼前，在神的面前，这个才是。聪明有智慧的人啊
Only when you behave in such manner will you become wise in front of God.
哦，所以啊，曾经啊，有一在欧洲哈，曾经有一次啊，啊，有一次，然后啊，有一个 conference， 有一个 conference， 一个会议啊。
And Australia, there was
在欧洲哈，欧洲哦。
In Europe, there's a conference.
啊，有一个无神论的教授哦。
And there was a professor who's an atheist.
哦，他就办了一个活动啊。
So he had this conference.
啊，他就哇，在台上就宣布了，讲了很多没有神呐，证明没有神，证明没有神呐。
So he gave this presentation to prove that there is no God.
然后他就说，神在哪里？要不然你叫他出来给我看一下。
And he said very proudly, "Where is God? Let him speak forward."
我没有看到，所以他绝对不存在。
And because I don't see God, therefore He does not exist.
我只相信我看到的。
And I only believe in what I could see.
哦，他说我研究这个学问这么多年，我从来没有在任何一样物体里面看到神啊。
And after all these years of research that I've done, I never saw God.
我观察天文，星球上没有神。
And I study the stars in the heavens, and I don't see God.
我研究地球，地球里我也没看到神。
And I did much research on Earth, and I don't see God.
啊，所以这个人说啊，这个教授说啊，我的结论是我没有看见，所以没有神啊。
So this professor concluded that I don't see God, therefore he does not exist.
啊，结果啊，后来啊，大家都没，就底下都没有人讲话哦。
And there was silence from the crowd.
啊，这个教授就很得意啊，你看没有神吧，没有神吧。
So this professor was very proud, and he said that, "Look, there is no God."
啊，结果呢？啊，有一个老太太站起来啦。
And at the end, later on, there was this elderly audience that stood up.
啊，这个老太太就慢慢走，就走到台上去啦。
So this elderly walk up to the front of the pulpit.
他就问这个教授哦。
So he asked this professor.
他说：“教授啊。”
The professor,
你爱不爱你太太？
Said, "Do you love your wife?"
他说我爱呀，我很爱我太太呀。
So the professor responded, "Said, of course I love my wife."
他说那你爱在哪里？要不然给我看一下吧。
So where is your love for your wife? Let me see it.
那心脏剖开看看有没有在里面啊？
Let me open up your heart to see if you really love your wife.
脑袋切开分析 ，X 光照一照，有没有爱在里面啊？
Let me cut open your brain to see if you really love your wife.
你看得到爱吗？
Can you see love?
你看不到啊。
You can't see love.
但是为什么你说你爱你太太呢？
Well, even though you can't see love, why do you say you love your wife?
哎，这个没有读书这个乡下老太太转身就叩又下去了。
And then this elderly audience who's uneducated walked back to her seat.
所以有时候啊，有的人啊，真的觉得自己最聪明，自己最有智慧啊。
Then there are people who thinks that they are very wise.
这种人是不认识神，看不见神的。
And these type of people will never see God.
啊，所以我们今天信仰上要真正得到神的福气。
And today, in order to receive His blessings.
那，啊，这里告诉我们说啊，神将这些事啊，向那些自己觉得自己很聪明的人啊，通通隐藏起来了。
In the Bible, it tells us that God has hidden those things from those who thinks that they are wise.
哦，在这里说啊，向婴孩就显现出来哦。
But He reveals them to the babies.
哦，所以为什么主耶稣告诉我们说我们要回转向小孩子啊
？So why did God tell us that we need to be like little children?
今天我们的信仰啊，要看见神啊，必须要像小孩子哦。
And today, in order to see God, we need to be like the little ones.
我们今天信仰要得到帮助，必须要像小孩子啊。
And today, in order to receive help.We need to be like a baby.
像小孩子什么？
So what does it mean to be like a child?
小孩子自己觉得自己不行啊。
And that like a little child thinks that they are incompetent.
啊，像我小孩子要出门啊，都会啊，帮我穿袜子，帮我穿袜子啊。
And whenever my children will leave the house, they will ask me for help.
他都常讲说，爸爸，这个我不会，你帮我啊。
And all the times my child will come to me and say that, Bob, that father, I don't know what am I doing, please help me.
哦，所以小孩子啊，他们会紧紧抓住能够帮助他的人。
So for a little child, they often grasp hold of those who can help them.
因为他们知道自己不行啊，自己没有能力啊。
Because they understand that they are unable.
所以他们愿意开口寻求人的帮助。
And because they know that they're incompetent, they're willing to ask for help.
那，啊，可是我们在大人身上比较不会看到这一点啊，哦。
But we hardly see this from an adult.
我们常常都觉得，啊，我们什么事情都自己来啊。
And all the times as an adult, we do everything by ourselves.
觉得我可以的，我可以自己来，自己努力，靠自己。
Because they adults think that they are highly competent.
啊，有时候啊，靠自己呀，啊，确实啊，啊，那个结果确实非常不好哦。
And sometimes by solely relying on ourselves, the results are horrible.
我们不喜欢开口。
And we are afraid to ask for help.
我们希望要，我们觉得靠自己，我可以，我可以胜过人世间的努力，人世间的困难。
And adults might think that by relying on ourselves, we could overcome all our troubles.
那可是小孩子不会这样子啊。
But a little child will not do so.
小孩子他有需要，他不会不好意思讲的。
When a little child needs help, they'll openly speak up.
我们今天想想我们自己啊。
Let's think about ourselves.
有多少时候我们是真的需要人家帮忙？
How many times in our life do we need other people's help?
就因为好面子而不愿意开口啊。
But because we want to save our face, we don't speak up.
我们有多少时候需要神的帮助？
And how many times do we need the help of God?
啊，却从来不愿意在神面前开口啊。
But we're unwilling to speak up.
啊，总是希望说靠我自己的努力，我可以胜过啊。
And we often think to ourselves, we could rely on our own diligence and will to overcome And because we're so stubborn, we're responsible for all our actions.
所以主耶稣说，我们每个人要回转向小孩子啊。
So today, the Bible tells us we need to be like the little child.
我们每个人来到神面前啊，不要不好意思啊。
That when we come to come before God, we shouldn't try to save our face.
啊，需要帮助你就向神呼求啊。
That if you need help, you should cry out to God.
因为那个什么遇到困难了，你就请弟兄姐妹替你代祷啊。
And if you face tribulation, you need to ask others to pray for you.
哦，所以我们不要不好意思啊。
So we shouldn't feel as if we need to save our face.
像小孩子一般，很单纯，需要帮忙我就讲。
That we need to be like a little child and be very simple-minded and ask for help.
那我们来看箴言的第三章啊。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第三章
Proverbs chapter 3
箴言第三章的第五节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5
箴言第三章第五节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5
那这里说你要专心仰赖神不可依靠自己的聪明在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路第七节
Verse 7
不要自以为有智慧要敬畏神远离恶事好那这里再一次告诉我们、啊、我们不要自以为有智慧、啊、
and these verses it tells not to rely on our own insight
那这个人生当中我们要做非常多的选择
In our lives we have to make many decisions
这些选择有的、啊、不怎么重要
And some decisions are not as important as others
但是有的选择、啊、却会影响改变我们的一生
But some decisions will influence our entire life
所以如果你做什么选择、啊、都是由自己来决定
So if you make all your decisions by yourself
自己想自己考虑自己决定
And that you think to yourself and you make all your decisions by yourself
那你就要自己为你的决定负责啊
then you'll be responsible for all your actions
但是如果你今天来到神的面前啊
But today if you come before God
你告诉神说啊哎呀未来的事情我不知道啊
You pray to God and say that oh I don't know what's going to happen in the future
我要选择什么学校
What kind of college should I go to?
我要选择什么学科?
What kind of major should I choose?
我要选择什么样的工作?
What kind of job should I choose?
我要选择什么样的地方居住?
Then where should I live?
我以后要跟谁结婚?
Who should I marry?
这些事情都是我们所不知道的未来啊。
And all of these questions are the unknown future.
但是如果我们能够来到神的面前呢?
If we could come before God.
像小孩子一样跟神说, 主啊, 我不知道未来。
And be like a little children and tell God that I don't know about the future.
但是你知道哦。
But you know.
所以求你指引我的脚步，带领我的道路。
So therefore, please guide my footsteps and guide my path.
你如果把你的选择交在神的手中。
If you rely on God when you make a decision.
你把你的未来交在神的手中。
And if you entrust God with your future.
神就为你负责到底啊。
And God will be responsible for everything.
你自己做决定，你自己负责。
If you make your own decision, then you'll be responsible for all the outcomes.
但是你祷告交托神，神给你负责啊。
But if you pray and you rely on God, then God will be responsible.
所以今天一个要真正得享安息的人
So in order to truly receive rest,
不要做聪明人，而要像小孩子哦。
That we shouldn't be a wise guy, but be like a little children.
我们看回来，马太福音的第十一章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
在这里说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息啊。
Verse 28, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
在这里说，我们要怎么样得到安息啊？这里是第二个要求哦。
So verse 28 tells us the second requirement in order for us to receive rest.
就是要劳苦担重担的人啊。
And it's for all those who labor and are heavy laden.
那如果你觉得你没有劳苦，没有重担啊。
If you feel that you have no burden.
哦，那你就不会要到耶稣面前来啊。
Then you wouldn't come before God.
哦，如果你觉得你的生活轻松自在又愉快啊。
And you feel that your life is very joyful and you're really enjoying it.
你会觉得说你不需要神啊，要神做什么？
And you feel that you don't need God. Why do you need God?
什么样的人会来到神面前？
What kind of people will come before God?
说一个自己觉得我心里劳苦，我担了重担的人。
And only those who are heavy burden will come before God.
一个觉得自己人生真的有需要，没有神，主啊，没有你，我活不下去了。
And only those who feel that they are in dire need of help will come before God.
啊，说这样的人啊，就要在主里面得享安息啊。
And only these type of people will receive rest from God.
啊，所以我们发觉什么样的人最难接受耶稣
？So what type of people is very difficult for them to believe in God?
没有需要的人啊。
It's for those who has no needs.
啊，生活过得很好，工作很顺利。
It's those who live a very fulfilling life who are very successful.
啊，结果啊，家庭也很正常。
And their families are doing very well.
啊，身体也很健康。
And their health is peak.
啊，当你问他说，让你请他说，来信耶稣，我信耶稣干什么？
And you ask them to believe in God, they'll tell you why do I have to believe in God?
啊，但是如果他今天遇到了一点问题，
But if today they face some tribulation,
遇到了一点他解决不了的意外，
And if they face a problem that they cannot resolve,
哇，神啊，神啊，你在哪里啊？救我啊！
And they'll cry out, God, God, where are you? Please save me.
所以今天人如果没有觉得自己劳苦担重担啊
，So today, if you don't feel that you are heavy burden and labor,
他不会寻找耶稣，很难去寻找耶稣啊。
That you will never see God.
啊，所以我们今天要先认识到，说我有这个需要。
So today, if you understand that you have this need,
没有耶稣，我日子太难过了，我过不下去啊。
That without Christ, that your days are hard to finish.
啊，这样的人呐、啊，就能够得到耶稣基督的帮助哦。
And only these type of people could receive God's help.
那、啊、所以我们常讲啊，这个以色列人出埃及啊。
And often we talk about with the Israelites leaving Egypt.
以色列人为什么可以出埃及？
And why are the Israelites able to leave Egypt?
是因为他们有摩西吗？
Is it because they have Moses?
啊，是因为他们行了十个灾殃吗？
Is it because of the 10 plagues?
是因为红海呀、啊，哇，把敌人全部消灭了吗？
And is it because of the Red Sea that killed all the Egyptian army?
通通不是啊。
That's not the reason.
为什么今天以色列人可以出埃及？
And why is it today the Israelites could leave Egypt?
出埃埃及记第一章里面说啊
，and Exodus chapter one，
我们来看一下哦。
Let's look at Exodus chapter one。
我们看出埃及记的第一章啊。
Exodus chapter one，
出埃及记第一章十三节啊。
Exodus chapter one verse 13。
出埃及记的第一章第十三节。
Exodus chapter one verse 13。
啊。埃及人严严地使以色列人做工十四节
14,
使他们因做苦工觉得命苦、哦、那这里说、啊、埃及人以色列人觉得自己命苦啊
In verse 14 it says that the lives are bitter and hard
因为觉得命苦所以开口呼求神啊
And because the lives are bitter and hard they cried out to God
如果他们今天觉得做苦工很快乐啊
And today if they felt that it's great to live to being a slave
很喜欢做奴隶啊
And that it's great they enjoy being slavery
啊他们就不会呼求神啊
And they never cried out to God
所以以色列人就没有办法出埃及啊
And if that's the case then the Israelites will never leave Egypt
我们今天要脱离这个世界的辖制啊
In order to avoid the being controlled by this world,
这个世界就像罪恶的埃及啊。
And this world is like Egypt.
我们那些被世界捆绑的人，就好像在埃及里做奴隶一样啊。
And we are very similar to the Israelites, where we're in bondage in slavery.
被世界上的欲望捆绑。
And that we're enslaved by the influence of this world.
被世界上的罪恶捆绑。
And that we're enslaved by the sin of this world.
被世界上的物质的追求捆绑。
That we're enslaved. that were enslaved by these worldly pursuits.
那你就是这个埃及的奴隶啊。
And if that's the case, then we are just like the slaves of Egypt.
可是我们今天很多人啊，做奴隶做得很开心啊。
But today there are a lot of people that enjoy this type of slavery.
所以他就不会呼求神啊。
And for this reason, they will not cry out to God.
更不会想要离开埃及啊。
And they wouldn't want to leave Egypt.
所以一个人必须要先认识到说我是劳苦担重担的啊。
So for first of all, we need to understand that we are labor and heavy burden.
我需要神在我的生命当中。
That we need God in our lives.
那你才会走下一步，才会去呼求神啊。
Then you'll take the next step and cry out to God.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，劳苦担重担的人可以得享安息哦。
That those who are labored and heavy laden will receive rest.
你有觉得自己劳苦吗？
And do you feel that you are in labor?
你觉得你被这个世界所捆绑了吗？
And do you feel that you are enslaved by this world?
你觉得你追求世界到最后只是两手一场空吗？
And do you feel that after pursuing the world, your hands are still empty?
你找不到你人生追求的目标跟意义吗？
Do you feel that you are unable to find the purpose of life?
你说够了，真的够了，我的人生到底是为了什么？
And if you feel that it is enough, that what's the purpose of life?
拼命赚钱，赚钱，赚钱，然后呢，又怎么样呢？
And after spending so much effort making money, what happens at the end?
拼命工作，拼命工作，那个越爬越高，职位越爬越高，那又怎么样呢？
You work so hard and you keep on getting promoted. What's the purpose?
当你六十。
When you're 60,
当你70,
when you're 70,
当你80,
when you're 80,
你这些钱对你有很大的意义吗？
When you're elderly, does your money really help you?
你说，哎呀，我有钱啊，我可以一餐吃三只龙虾。
And what if you're so wealthy that you can eat lobsters in all three of your meals?
我可以吃干贝鲍鱼啊。
That you can eat all kind of delicious food.
啊，你有高血压，有糖尿病，有高胆固醇，有什么什么，每个月都有啦。
And that you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, and you have high cholesterol.
那些这些钱你可以吃，但是你不能吃啊，有什么意义呢？
That even though you're so wealthy, you're unable to eat any of these stuff.
哇，你很有钱，你买了很多房子。
That you're so wealthy, you have so many houses.
但是你晚上睡不着啊，天天失眠啊。
And that, but at night you have insomnia, you can't sleep.
你说，哎呀，我的房子很大，我有八个房间啊。
And then you might see very proudly that my house is very big, I have eight bedrooms.
失眠真好啊，每一个小时换一张床啊，一个晚上换八次啊。
The insomnia is great that every night I could go to different rooms at every different hour.
换完八次刚好天亮啊。
And after changing.After going to all eight different rooms, it's about time to wake up.
你说你有这么多的房间，这么多的床，你睡不着，对你有什么意义吗？
That even though you have so many bedrooms, but you can't fall asleep, then what's the point?
看到不能吃，有床不能睡。
And that you see foods that you cannot eat, and you see beds that you're unable to sleep in.
不禁要忘你问说，我努力这一辈子到底是为了什么啊？
So after striving so hard for your entire life, what's the point?
所以是的，我们必须要努力啊，努力工作，努力生活。
It's true that we need to work hard.
但是如果人生努力到一辈子啊，回头一看，你生命当中只有工作，只有钱啊。
But after laboring so hard for your entire life, the only thing that you have is your wealth.
这样的人生是很可怜的啊。
But this type of life is very pitiful.
所以我们今天就要认识到说啊，这个人生是苦难，是劳苦担重担的。
Now today we need to understand that our life are full of toil and labor.
所以在这个劳苦的人生里面，我需要得到神来的安息啊。
That in the midst of this toil and labor, we need to receive this spiritual rest.
因为当我认识到神，
so because once we recognize God,
我的劳苦就有了意义啦。
Because once we know God, our labors have meaning.
我这个重担就有了价值啊。
And that all my burdens have its value.
所以我们今天有没有认识到自己啊，被这个世界所捆绑？
So today, do we feel as if we're enslaved by this world?
会决定我们能不能够得到安息哦。
It will determine if we could receive this spiritual rest.
你有觉得你需要神吗？
Do you feel as if you need God?
那你就要活得像个需要神的样子啊。
Then you need to live a life that reflects this.
在这里说啊，劳苦担重担的人来到我这里啊，说到我这里来啊。
And it says here that all who are laboring and heavy burden come to me.
所以啊，今天你如果觉得自己的人生劳苦担重担啊
，Today if you feel labor and heavy burden,
那你要怎么办？你要怎么办
？What do you do?
你可以做很多选择啊。
You have a lot of choices.
哦，曾经有一个很有钱的人啊。
And before there was this very wealthy man.
他以前小时候很穷，很穷，非常穷哦。
That when he grew up in a from a very humble background.
哦，他小时候就帮人家捡垃圾的那种很穷的小孩啊。
He was so poor to the point that he was picking up garbage.
他的人生的目标就是要做有钱人。
That his goal in his life is to become the wealthiest man.
哦，所以他工作非常辛苦，非常努力啊。
And for this reason, he worked really hard.
是的，他后来变成最有钱的人。
And his dream came true. He was very wealthy.
他是那个时代，那个他那个年代啊，世界上最有钱的人之一啊。
Now among his time, he was one of the wealthiest men.
那可是他不知道自己下人生再下来，我赚到这么多钱，那下一步我要干嘛呢？
And after he accomplished this goal, he doesn't know what to do.
他觉得心里还是很空虚啊。
And he feels very lonely.
他觉得虽然我有这么多钱，但是我的心里啊，好像还是担了一个重担啊。
And it seems as if after he accomplished all this, after all his accomplishments, he feels he's still missing something.
结果他怎么办？
So what did he do?
啊，他就去环游世界啦，去玩啦，去环游世界啊。
So he took a tour and he visited all around the world.
他觉得，哎呀，我出去玩，我就会快乐啦。
So he felt that if I go on this vacation, I'll be happier.
那结果啊，就看心理医生啊。
So he went to see the psychiatrist.
啊，看完心理医生，我就会正常，我就会快乐啦。
He felt that after seeing doctors, he'll feel better.
啊，结果啊，去看医生，去玩啊，到最后还是不快乐啊。
So after seeing all these doctors and going on all these vacations, he still feels lost.
啊，所以这个最有钱的人啊，就拿一把枪把自己打死了。
So at the end, he took a gun and took his own life.
哦，他很有钱啊。
Even though he was wealthy,
但是他不快乐。
But he was unhappy.
他认识到自己是劳苦担重担的。
He realized that he has much labor and toil.
啊，但是他找不到帮助。
But he was unable to receive help.
他想要从医生那里得到帮助，但是没有。
He was hoping that the doctors could help him, but it didn't help. Work,
他想要去环游世界去玩，让自己快乐，也没办法。
He thought that by going on a tour of this world that he'll be happier, but it didn't work.
这里说劳苦担重担的人要到神的面前来啊。
And as over here, it says all those who are labor and heavy burden should come before God.
他说你必须要找到耶稣啊，才能够得到安息啊。
Only after you found Christ, then you'll find rest.
哦，有一个人啊，去看心理医生啊。
And there was this patient who went to see a psychiatrist.
他跟这个心理医生说啊，医生啊，医生啊，我很难过啊。
So he told the psychiatrist, "Doctor, doctor, I'm very sad."
我都笑不出来啊，我心里好闷呐。
That I'm not able to smile.
啊，这个医生说，哎呀。我给你一个好建议哦。
So this doctor told him I'll give you a very good recommendation.
啊，最近啊有个马戏团来了。
And that recently there was a circus coming.
哇，里面有一个小丑啊，好好笑啊。
And that there was this joker that's so funny.
哇，那表演太好了，啊，非常好笑啊。
That he is so very entertaining.
你去看，你去看，你就会开心啦。
That if you go visit this Joker, you'll be very happy.
啊，结果这个病人就看着那个医生啊。
So this patient look at the doctor.
说啊，医生啊，我就是那个小丑啊。
He stared at the doctor and told the doctor, "I am that Joker."
所以这就是世界上给你的帮助啊。
So this is the help from this world.
很有限啊。
That's and the help is very limited.
医生能够帮你的很有限。
And it's very limited what the doctors could do for you.
世界上能够帮你的很有限。
And the help of this world is very limited.
这里说要可以到我面前来啊。
And over here in the Bible says that come before me.
哦，所以今天一个人啊，要能够到神的面前，才能够得到安息啊。
So today we need to come before God in order to receive rest.
啊，但是啊，一个人来到神的面前啊。
So for someone to come before God.
就像你跟我，我们都来到神的面前啊。
Just like you and me, we come before God.
是不是？我们都有来聚会，我们都有信耶稣，我们都祷告。
Isn't it true that we come to church and we all pray?
你有安息吗？
But do you have true rest?
你的心里真的没有压力吗？
And do you feel any pressure?
你真的觉得说，哎呀，你被释放了，这个世界上重担从我心上移去了吗？你真的有这样觉得吗？
Do you truly feel that you are relieved of all your worldly burdens?
有些人真的是这样子哦。
For some people, they feel really relieved of all
their
troubles. 但是
有些人却不是啊。
But for some people, that's not the case.
差别在哪里？
What's the difference?
有一个人哦，有一个故事这样讲哦。
And there's a story that goes like this.
啊，有一个人啊，哇，那个挑那个扁担，哇，挑着背上挑很重的东西啊。
And that there was this person who's carrying a very very heavy luggage.
哦，一面走走，哇，好重啊，汗流浃背啊，满身大汗这样一直走啊。
Because he was carrying such a large luggage, he was sweating and he was very tired.
有一台车开过来了。
And then luckily there was a car that was approaching him.
那车子开过来，看到他这样子辛苦啊，就停下来了。
So when the driver of the car saw that he's suffering so much, that he stopped the car.
他说：“我可以载你一程呐，你要不要上来呢？”
And he told the man who's carrying this heavy luggage, "I can help you out. Come on."
哇，这个人好高兴啊，说要啊要啊，哦，真的太感谢你啦，我要上车啊。
So this person with the luggage was very grateful. He came on board.
结果他就上车了，车子就开走了。So
as he got on board, the driver drove on.
但是啊，奇怪啊，这个司机一面开，一面怎么听到后面有怪怪的声音呢？
So as this driver was driving, he realized that there's some strange sound coming.
怎么有那个喘气，唉，很辛苦的声音呢？
And he heard this heavy breathing from his passengers.
那就回头一看啊。
So he looked back.
他看到啊，奇怪啊，这个人啊，上了车以后啊，那个 东西还是扛在肩膀上面啊。So
he saw his passenger, so he was still carrying his heavy luggage, even though he was on the car.
那这个人就跟司机就跟他讲说，哎呀，你干什么啊？放下来啊，把你的那个身上的担子可以放下来啊。So
this driver told the passenger, "What are you doing? Why don't you just put down your luggage on the car?"
啊，这个人怎么说？
And what did the passenger say?
不好意思啦。
And the passenger said that, "Oh, I don't really want to."
啊，那个你载我已经很好心了啦，我至少可以不用走路啦。
And I'm very grateful that you're willing to drive me. That it's okay. I'll carry it. I'll carry.
啊，我怎么可以把身上这个放下来，让你的车子更重呢？
And how? And I don't want to trouble you any further with my luggage because it'll weigh down the car.
啊，所以我背着就好了，没有关系呀。
Just let me carry it. It's fine.
我跟你讲，我们到神面前来常常是这个样子啊。
But in reality, when we come before God, we're often like this.
虽然来到神的面前，上了车啦，神载我们啊。
And even though we come before God, we're already on the car that God is driving.
可是我们那个重担不愿意卸下来啊。
But we're unwilling to let go of our heavy burdens.
没有关系啦，不好意思啦，我继续自己背就好啦。
We think that God, it's okay, I could carry this burden by myself.
没有搞错啊，你人在车上，你放不放下来都是一样重啊。
And if we fail to realize that we're already on the car, our weight is already on the car, that whether we let go of our luggage or not, it's the same.
所以啊，有时候我看到有些信徒很好玩哦。
And I see this
有很多信徒很好玩啊。
And I see some these members that are very cute.
那有时候遇到一些问题啊。
And when they face certain problems,
我跟他讲说，我们来向神祷告，求神帮助啊。
And I would encourage them and say that we should come before God and pray.
他说，哎，不要啦，不好意思啦。
And they will tell me, "Oh, it's okay, I'm fine."
神很忙欸。
And that God is so busy.
有那么多人的祷告，他要听。
That He has to hear the prayer of all these members.
我的事情啊，不好，小事情不要去麻烦神啊。
And that my problems are very minor. I don't want to trouble God.
你也太有爱心了吧。
And that pastor, you have so much love.
还怕神太忙啊。
This member responded said that. This member has a lot of love. He's afraid that he'll trouble God.
我们就是人在车上，已经上了神的车了，你那个重担不愿意卸下来啊。
And sometimes we're just like this passenger. We're already on the car, but we're unwilling to let go of our burden.
所以今天要在主里得享安息哦。
And today, in order to receive true rest,
第一，你要知道自己是劳苦担重担的。
First, you need to realize that you are labor and heavy burden.
第二，你要来到神的面前。
And the second is that you need to come before God.
第三，你要学会交托的功夫啊。And
the third lesson you need to learn is you need to learn to rely on God.
所以我们发觉有很多信徒啊，人生过得很开心啊。And I
realize that there's a lot of members who live very fulfilling lives.
他整天笑嘻嘻的。Every
day they live happily.
哎，你看他的人生，他没有困难吗？没有问题吗？
In their life, that do you really think they have no tribulation?
有啊，他的问题搞不好比我们都多啊。
And if you observe them, they have more tribulations than you and me.
但是他们虽然有困难,
but despite all their tribulations,
但是他们心中没有重担,
but in their hearts they don't have this heavy burden.
因为重担已经交托在神面前了,
because they already gave up their heavy burden towards God.
他们知道只要自己尽，我做我能做的。
That's because they understand that as long as I try my best,
剩下的神就会帮我负责啦。
That whatever happens, everything else, God will take care of.
这就是没有重担的人生啊。
And this is someone who gave up the heavy burden.
因为你已经把重担卸在主的面前啊。
Because they already gave up the burdens to God.
所以有时候我们真的不要想不开啊。
So today we should let go.
讲实话啊，我们担心很多啊。
To be honest, we have many anxieties.
但是有时候担心很多，你又能做什么呢？
But sometimes with all our anxieties, what can you do?
啊，最近是昨天吗？前天吗？不是那个讲什么世界要毁灭吗？
Just last few days ago that we discussed about the apocalyptic.
啊，不是那个有讲说什么玛雅文明说什么世界昨天还前天啊应该要毁灭了嘛，对不对？
That according to the Mayans, that the world was gonna end.
我看大家都很活得都很正常嘛。
It seems as if everyone lived very good.
不是每个人都像你们这么正常哦。
Not everyone live like you guys.
世界上很多人啊。这一阵子是乱成一团啊。
And there are a lot of people who are very bothered by this.
那可是有时候我在想哦。
But sometimes I think to myself.
哇，他们那个去买了很多东西啊，储存在地下室里面啊。
And that they bought so much supplies and kept them in the basement.
哦，但是你如果去想一想哦。
But if you think to yourself.
如果世界真的要毁灭哦。
And that this world was really going to end.
啊，请问一下，你买那些粮食就可以活下来吗？
If the world were to really end, do you think the supplies that you stored in your basement could save you?
有时候人真的想不开啊。
And sometimes a lot of people cannot let go of their anxieties.
哦，如果地球裂成两半啊。
If the earth split in two.
请问你留那些泡面啊、饼干啊，你要干什么？
That if the world was really to end, do you think your instant noodles could save you?
所以啊，有时候啊，人其实改变不了任何事情啊，你改变不了什么事情啊。
But in reality, we need to know that man cannot change much.
你遇到有些事情，你遇上了，你担心，你烦恼，你没有办法，你改变不了任何事实啊。
There are a lot of, sometimes when we face with certain tribulations, there's not much we could do.
所以你的担心只是自我的虐待而已啊。
So your anxiety is just self torture.
啊，但是啊，把你能做的事情你去做。
But if you do what you can,
剩下的事情就交在神的手中。
And that whatever you cannot resolve, you rely on God.
但你可以活着一个没有重心灵没有重担的人生啊。
That you can live a life without heavy burden.
那我们看回来马太福音的第十一章哦。
Into Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
第十九节，二十九二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
马太福音的第十一章二十九节
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29、
这里说我心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式这样你们心里就必得享安息、这里告诉我们说、享安息的第三个、第三的条件、
This is the three requirements of receiving this rest、
第一个叫做你要像婴孩
The first requirement is that you need to be like a little children.
第二是你要来到神的面前。
And the second requirement is for you to come before God.
第三个叫做什么？叫做你要学基督耶稣的样式啊。
The third requirement is for you to learn to be like Christ.
他说啊，我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，就必享安息啊。
It says here in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your
soul. 所以一个人啊，如果想要得到主里的安息啊
，So if you want to find rest for your souls,
必须要学基督的样式啊。
That you need to learn from Christ.
但是我们这里要先强调一个重点啊。
But we need to emphasize this point.
主耶稣在这里说啊，你们的心灵必得享安息，心灵哦。
And it's, I just want to emphasize that you will find rest for your souls.
什么叫做真正的安息？
What does it mean to have true rest?
我们有时候觉得安息就是很顺利啊，很平安啊，没有任何的烦恼啊。
And we might think that to find rest is for us to be relieved of all of our anxieties that we have no problems.
工作很顺利啊。
And that we're very successful in our careers.
没有被裁员，世界没有毁灭啊，而且就是得享安息啊。
And that we didn't lose our job and that the world did not end.
在这里啊，主耶稣不讲这种安息的。
And that but then the rest discussed here is not this type of rest.
主耶稣说你要想的是什么？你的心灵必得享安息啊。
And over here, Christ has already told that you'll find rest for your soul.
那这种安息啊，跟我们世界上这种人讲的安息不一样啊。
And this type of rest is very different from the rest from the worldly rest.
世界上的安息就是啊，你能够吃得饱、睡得好，不用做事叫安息嘛。
Worldly rest for peace, it's pretty much.It could be described as that you're very wealthy, you don't have to work, and that you don't have any worries.
最好就是这样子啊，每天就是睡到自然醒啊，哎呀，钱很多啊，不用做事啊，哎呀，这种安息最棒了，对不对？
And often we want this worldly rest where we can wake up whenever we want and we don't have to work and we can do it whatever we wish.
啊，但是信仰当中讲的安息不是这样子的哦。
But the spiritual rest is different.
他说啊，心灵，你的心灵得安息。
That you'll receive rest for your soul.
你的生活可能很忙碌。
Even though your life may be very busy.
还是有困难，还是有问题。
That even though in your life you may still face tribulation.
但是你里面的那个，你的心却是稳固坚定的。
But in your heart, you'll feel very calm and you have this strength.
你没有什么好害怕的。
That you won't be afraid of anything.
你还是很忙。
Even though you're very busy.
但是你忙而不乱。
But even though you're very busy, but you're not messy.
啊，这个叫做什么？这叫做心灵的安息啊。
And this is the spiritual rest.
啊，所以主耶稣也告诉我们啊。
So God has taught us this.
啊，主耶稣告诉我们说啊，你们在世上有苦难，但在我里头有平安啊。
That Christ told us that in this world you'll face tribulation, but you'll find peace in me.
这个就是真正的安息啊。
And this is the true rest.
哦，好像啊，那个一艘船啊，在海上航行啊。
It's just like a ship that's traveling in on the sea.
啊，船停下来，那个锚啊，锚一抛啊，就勾住了，勾住那个石头哦。
And then when a ship stops, and when the
那个 anchor.
When the anchor drops, it'll stabilize the ship.
你那个锚如果定住那个磐石，定到那定住那个岩石啊，你很安心的，船根本不会晃的。
That as long as the anchor is attached to the seabed, the ship itself will stabilize.
啊，但是如果你没有定住啊，那就危险了啊。
But if the anchor fails to attach itself to the seabed, then the entire boat is in danger.
啊，我以前有一个朋友啊，一起潜水的朋友哦。
And once I had this friend who would go scuba diving with me.
啊，他买了一艘船。
That he bought a boat.
把他全家啊出海出去玩，好开心呐、啊。
He bought his entire family on this boat to have fun.
啊，结果啊，那个晚上讲说就住在船上嘛啊。
对，所以 thought that maybe at night let's spend the night on the boat.
啊，结果啊，就那个锚一抛啊，他就去睡觉啦。
And once he dropped the anchor, he went to sleep.
啊，可是可能是新手哦，新手上路哦。
And because he's not experienced,
所以那个锚没有勾住石头啊，他以为勾紧呐、啊，结果没有勾住石头哦。
And because he doesn't have a lot of experience, he thought that the anchor was attached to the seabed, but it didn't.
啊，等到早上醒来的时候，不知道自己在哪里啊。
And when he woke up in the morning, he doesn't know where he is.
哇，放眼望去只有大海啊！原本是停在那个岸，离那个什么岸没有看得到海岸的。醒来以后根本不知道自己在哪里啊。
And when he woke up in the morning, he looked up. He couldn't see anything.
啊，结果啊，也没有 GPS， 也没有办法定位啊。
And at that time, he didn't have a GPS, so he doesn't know where he is.
哇，把他太太气死啊！
So for this reason, he made his wife very worried.
啊，不过但啊，不讲啊啊啊！他太太很生气啊，很生气啊。
And the wife was very angry.
啊，结果我这个朋友不知道怎么办啊。
So my friend didn't know what to do.
啊，感谢主啊，他是我们真耶稣教会的信徒啊。
Thank God that he's a member of our church.
啊，全家一起祷告啊，然后他就随便选那个方向就一直开啊。
So the whole family knelt down to pray, and he picked a random direction and drove and just kept driving.
这是很危险的，这非常危险的。
That's something that's very dangerous.
因为你的船的油是有限的。
And because there's only so because the fuel in your boat is very limited.
你要是走错方向，问题就大了。
If you went to the wrong direction, then you will be lost.
啊，感谢主啊！跑跑跑，跑了两个小时之后，终于看到海岸了。
And thank God after 2 hours at sea, finally saw the beach.
哦，所以平安回家哦。
So they went home peacefully.
哦，所以啊，以后啊，从那件事情以后哦。
So from and since that incident,
他每次抛下那个锚哦，一定确定他是定在石头上面的。
And so he learned from his mistake. So every time he dropped that anchor, he made sure that it's firmly attached.
甚至他有时候会潜水下去检查那个锚啊。
And for this reason. For this reason, he would dive down to make sure that the anchor is attached.
因为只有锚稳定了，那个船才不会跑掉。
Only when the anchor is firmly attached would the boat be stabilized.
那什么叫做心灵得享安息呀？
So what does it mean to have spiritual while resting your souls?
就是你里面那艘船啊，定在磐石上面啊。
In order to receive our rest from our souls, we need to drop our anchor of our hearts firmly on the seabed.
不管外面的风量再大。
Regardless of the storm,
不管你人生遇见什么哦
，it doesn't matter what are you facing your life.
你可能很忙
，maybe you're very busy.
你可能困难很多
，maybe you face much tribulation.
你可能面对很多挑战
，maybe you face many challenges.
但是你里面心是不会乱的
，but your heart will never be be confused.
这个叫做心灵的安息哦。
And this is the spiritual rest.
都说要得到这种安息啊。
So in order to receive this rest.
那这里告诉我们，主耶稣讲啊，你要学我的样式啊。
And Christ has instructed us that we need to learn from him.
他说我柔和谦卑啊。
And it says that we should learn from him that because he is gentle.
那所以你需要做一个柔和谦卑的人哦。
So you need to be someone who is gentle and lowly in heart.
那如果你脾气不好。
And if you have a very bad temper.
你要改。
That you need to change.
不可以讲说我天生就是这样哦。
And you can't just say that, oh, I was born like this.
不可以讲说我这么多年了，我就是坏脾气，不可以的。
And you can't just make excuses for yourself and say that, oh, I'm always like this.
神给你圣灵是有原因的。
And that God gave you Holy Spirit for a reason.
给你圣灵让你改啊。
God gave you the Holy Spirit so you could change.
所以啊，要柔和谦卑。
So we need to be gentle and lowly in heart.
哦，这是第一个要求哦。
And this is the first requirement.
怎么样才像耶稣？
So what does it mean to be like Christ?
一个柔和谦卑的人能够得享安息啊。
That we need to be gentle and lowly in heart in order to be like Christ.
你如果整天就是生气，一个很爱发脾气啊，脾气很坏的人。
So if you're someone who is easily angered,
你的人生心中没有安息的啦。
If you're like that, that you'll never experience rest.
你如果很会记仇，很会记恨啊。
That if you keep records of wrongs.
啊，这个人得罪我，那个人对我不好，这个人怎样，那个人怎么样。
If you remember that all the negative things that people did to you.
你这绝对没有安息的啊。
You'll never receive rest.
早上醒过来就是谁得罪我。
The first thing you woke up, the first thought when you woke up in the morning.
晚上睡不着又是谁得罪我。
And when you can't sleep but not, you'll just blame it on someone else.
可悲的人生啊。
What a pitiful life.
哦，所以一个人如果整天只是记恨记仇啊，记别人的不对。
If every day you remember all the negatives of this life.
没有一点点的柔和。
That you have no gentleness.
啊，那你就没有办法享安息啊。
That you'll never enjoy rest.
哦，所以啊，今天一个人要心灵享安息啊。
So today for someone to receive rest.
我们心要放宽一点啊。
That we need to be more merciful.
我们现在的社会啊，这种人越来越少了。心宽的人越来越少了。
In our society, in our current society, we have only a few people are merciful.
你看那个新闻报道，真的是有时候不知道人的脑筋在想什么啊。
And sometimes when we read the news, we can't imagine what are people thinking.
哇，人家超你的车，你就一定要给他超回去。
That when someone cuts you off, you will cut them back.
哦，他再超过来，你再超过去，然后就撞在一起，两个都死掉。
And then you'll keep on cutting each other till one point you'll slam into each other and die.
多无聊啊！
What a pitiful way to go.
哦，人生多没有价值，这种活法真没有价值啊。
This type of life is so worthless.
哦，所以我们怎么样看一个人啊，心里有没有柔和谦卑啊？
So how do you tell someone who's gentle?
你看他开车就知道了。
You can tell from the way they drive.
如果他开车不能够忍受一点点的不能忍受别人啊。
You could tell from their drive, are they a good driver?
他一定要冲，一定要闯红灯，一定要哇！不这样子他活不下去啊！不这样他不会开车，这种人有问题啊。
If you see a driver who always wants to run the red light, who always want to cut someone off, then this is a problem.
被人家超车一定要超回来。
If someone cut you off, you have to cut them back.
哇，那个红灯一变绿灯，你马上喇叭一直按，叫前面人走。
Then when you're driving, you see the light going green, then you'll blast it so they to make the people in front of you drive faster.
心中没有安息呀，没有柔和谦卑啊。
And this type of people have no rest in their souls, and they're not gentle.
不是，我说我们看到人在做事情，就看到出他心里有没有柔和谦卑，有没有安息。
And from the way people behave, you could tell if they are gentle.
啊，其实有时候你想一想，那又怎么样？别人超车就让他超吧。
And then sometimes you might think to yourself, if someone cuts you off while you're driving, then it's fine.
说不定他有急事啊。
Maybe they have an emergency.
说不定他要赶去医院啊。
Maybe they had to run to a hospital.
其实想一想，其实也没什么大不了的、啊。
If you think to yourself, it's no big deal.
哦，所以我们的心要放得宽。自己才会快乐啊。
Only if we have a gentle heart, then we'll have happiness.
真的啊，你跟对方这样子冲过来抢过去，你会很快乐吗？我觉得是不会的、啊。
If you think about it, if you're always cutting someone off and you want to, and if you're always like this, I don't think you'll have happiness.
我们常看那个超车哦，闯来闯去的，最后都停在同一个红绿灯前面了、啊，所以还不是一样？没有比较快，真的没有比较快。
And sometimes when I see these people cutting off each other at the end, they all have to stop at a red light, so they're not really getting anywhere.
但是啊，那个红灯还没有变，他就一直踩油门，要赶快冲啊！不会比较快啦，在曼哈顿你要快到哪里去？
And sometimes when I see these drivers, they keep on pressing on the gas pedal, even though the light is still red, they can't go anywhere.
但是你从一个人的开车就可以看出他的内心世界哦。
And from a person's driving habits, you can see their life.
充满了急躁啊。
And they're full of anxiety.
哦，所以今天说我们呢，心要放宽呐，心要放宽，对自己是好事啊。
And today, in order to have gentleness, then we're actually doing ourselves a favor.
你如果对你身旁的每个人都有意见。
That if you have complaints about everyone around you,
看什么都不开心。
That you won't be happy with whatever you see.
看每个人都讨厌。
That you hate everyone that you see.
到底最后可怜的人是谁？
So who is a really pitiful one?
是你自己啊。
It's yourself.
因为痛苦的是你自己。
Because you're the one that's suffering.
生气的是你自己。
And that you're the one that's being angered.
睡不着的是你自己。
And it's you that's unable to sleep at night.
所以为了要对自己好一点。
So in order to do yourself a favor.
他说啊，要柔和谦卑啊。
So be gentle and lowly in heart.
其实想想也没什么大事嘛，对不对？
If you think about it, it's no big deal.
哦，他第二个告诉我们哦。
So it also tells us this.
他说啊，你要学耶稣啊，什么叫学耶稣哦？
So what does it mean to learn from me?
第一个叫做柔和谦卑啊。
First is to be gentle and lowly in heart.
第二个叫做负他的轭啊，要负他的轭啊。
The second is to take on his yoke.
哦，就是什么要承受苦难啊。
And it means that we need to suffer for Christ.
我们看彼得前书第四章啊。
Turn to First Peter.
彼得前书的第四章。
First Peter.
彼得前书第四章第一节啊。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 4。
第四章第一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1. First Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
第一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智当作兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。好，他这里告诉我们说啊，怎么样像基督？
So what does it mean to be like Christ?
就是要柔和谦卑啊。
And to be gentle and be lowly in spirit.
然后要负他的轭啊，挑他的担子啊。
And to take up his yoke.
这什么叫他的担子？
So what does it mean to take on the burden of Christ?
就是要背起基督的十字架，承受苦难啊。
To carry his God's burden is to carry your own cross and be willing to suffer.
所以我们不要以为啊，信了耶稣我们就爱做什么做什么啊，就自由了。
And don't think that after believing, you could do whatever you want.
信耶稣也是有担子的啊。
And that to believe in God, there is a burden.
但是这个担子跟我们自己的担子是不一样的。
But this burden is very different from our burden.
他说啊，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的、哦、
It shows that my yoke is easy, my burden is light.、
哦、所以信耶稣也是有要付出的努力啊。
So to believe in Christ, we also need to strive.
也是有要担起的重担啊。
And we also need to carry a burden.、
啊、但是主耶稣告诉我们说啊，这些啊都很容易的。
But Christ has told us that all these burdens are easy.、
哦、所以我们要像耶稣、哦、
So we need to learn from Christ.
我们就要问问自己啊。
So we need to ask ourselves.
我有没有心里柔和谦卑呢？
Am I gentle and lowly in heart?
还是我是一个很小心眼、很爱吵架、很爱骂人、很爱抱怨的人呢？
Or always someone who likes to seek vengeance, who's easily angered.
啊，我是一个柔和谦卑的人。
And are we lowly and gentle in heart?
我是一个愿意承受耶稣基督担子的人。
And am I someone who's willing to carry on the burden of Christ?
这个担子叫做基督的十字架。
And this burden is called the cross.
是每一个人都要去担的。
And all of us need to carry this cross.
那当然，每个人的十字架不太一样哦。
And of course, all of our cross are different.
重量也都不一样。
And they have difference in weight.
啊，但是这个重担是我们绝对承担得起的。
Regardless of the weight, it is something that we can bear.
所以你有柔和谦卑吗？
So are you gentle and lowly in heart?
你有承担起你的十字架吗？
Have you tried to carry your cross?
你能够真正得享安息吗？
Are you able to receive this spiritual rest?
你能够在基督里面享受基督的恩惠吗？
And are you able to experience the blessings in Christ?
就看你有多努力啦。
It depends on your diligence.
那我们一起唱诗啊。
Let's sing hymn.
156首。
156。
长亭